he met up with me. I was his first sergeant, and I had the job of in-processing not only Mr. Walters, but all the others that have come through the school, through the system. Brandon Walters was a trainee at Lackland Air Force Base. He was going through the electronic principal prerequisite school, and he was going to be further trained in nuclear weapons. But in my wildest dreams, I never ever thought that he would be such the coward as to be a domestic terrorist. Brandon Walters was the type of person, he would just get up and leave the class and walk out. Some of the instructors found him walking around the hallways where he shouldn't have been. I received telephone calls from different agencies on the base that he was very, very
rude. We witnessed him cornering that female and screaming at her with obscenities.
Mr. Walters was in charge of the classroom students when the instructor was not present. And the instructor went down for a meeting. Of course, Airman Walters at the time was in charge of the classroom. And he made these kids swab the decks. He thought he was back in the Navy. And being in an electronic room like that, you have electronic components. They were afraid they were going to be electrocuted. And he got very, very upset and started yelling and screaming. They told the instructor the next day what transpired. Of course, I was contacted. The students wrote statements. And we had Brandon Walters evaluated. Let's post a BOLO, which is be on the lookout of. This guy was dangerous, and we didn't want him back on base.
You know, a lot of traffic comes through the base besides military. It's very hard for him to screen everybody, but I think someone with previous military knowledge like Brandon had, he knew some ways to get on base. All of a sudden I heard a big explosion.
Because my left hand went flying in one direction, my fingers went flying back behind me. I felt this tremendous burn on my chest, a piece of shrapnel lodged into my right eye. I knew exactly what it was.
And he will come looking very, very, you know, like this, with his shoes all flappy, like walking. I could, you know, you could hear all the hall, his shoes with a buckle. And I was scared. I was scared. I would just, you know, stay there. I will not say nothing. He came to watch one time a night with a guy that was working here. It was about that when they found out what happened to the bomb and in there. And so maybe he knew that, you know, he was gonna be caught or something. He was maybe scared. I remember that he was like nervous. That last days.